Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just thankful to the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Ministry. I'm your host, Minister Elaine Jackson, coming to you live from the Deep South. I want to welcome all callers and everyone on the World Wide Web to BOT Worldwide Radio, where the voice of God is heard through his word and his messenger. I would like to thank also any new callers or any new listeners on the World Wide Web. I pray that God will put on your heart to continue to come back every Sunday and listen at the same time at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor and a friend and let them know that we're on the air live. Have just a couple of announcements. You can connect with me and leave me a message on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio. If you are not my friend or would like to connect with me on Facebook, send me a request. Tune in with us Tuesday night with One Word from the Lord at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and our Saturday show, Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, at 12 o'clock p.m. with Prophetess Yvonne Rao. This includes all of our announcements for today. I am going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this afternoon to worship you and praise you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for this day, Father God. Father God, we give you honor, we glorify you, we worship you, we thank you for Jesus, we thank you for the blood that he shed on Calvary for us, oh Father. Oh Father God, we thank you for the word that is about to come forth in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Oh Father God, we thank you right now for every listener, Father. We thank you for every person over the phone. We thank you for every person that's on the web, Father, that has tuned in to hear what you have to say today, oh Lord. Oh, Father God, we ask that you will bless all Christians all over the world, Father God. Oh, Father God, we pray that the lost will be saved in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we give you honor. We give you praise. We worship your name, Father, for there is no other God like you, oh God. Oh, God, we give you praise. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you, Father. We thank you for what you are about to do in our lives, oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. All these things we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. Now, if you have your Bibles, if you will get your Bibles, we're going to go ahead and get into the Word of God because we know that we need the Word of God. If you have your Bibles, go get your Bibles. You should always have your Bibles. We're going to come from Deuteronomy today, and Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. That's Deuteronomy 28 chapter and verse number 12, and it reads, "The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasures, the heavens to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the works of thy hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow." Father, we thank you for the word. Let us be not only a hearer, but a doer of your word in the name of Jesus. The title of the message today is, It's Your Season. In our lives, we go through different seasons, just like the weather. In Ecclesiastes, it tells us that seasons change. There's a time and a season for everything in our lives. We have the summer, we have the spring, we have the fall, and we have the winter. But each season is different. And in Ecclesiastes, it says that there's a time to cry, there's a time for suffering, there's a time for pain, there's a time for laughter. But we know that there are different seasons in our lives. If we look at the season in our lives and we look to see that each one is something different. And some of the seasons is hotter. And some of the seasons is colder. And some of the seasons you have a lot of rain. And some seasons you have no rain. Oftentimes in our lives we go through a drought season. I know that I have been in a drought season in my life. Going through many times a drought season may be represented as things that we lose in our lives, maybe a loved one, or where we have our money is running short, our finances is all messed up. Things are tearing up all around us in this season in our lives. We just have bill collectors calling. We have problems in our families, and we have problems in our marriages. And these are seasons in our lives. You can consider those like droughts or dry places in our lives. But these seasons come and they go. And they must come because it's a time for us to stay faithful unto God and be obedient to God, because those seasons will pass. And when they do pass, God is going to bless us for being faithful in those seasons when we had the drought and when we had the storms and we had the clouds in those seasons, when we may have had sorrow, when we may have had pain in those seasons, but we still stay faithful and believe in God. The devil comes in those seasons because he knows that if I can keep you in this season of drought, if I can get you to doubt, if I can keep you distracted, if I can keep you right in this place, in this particular season of mourning or pain or loss or financial problems, then you can't get to the season that God has appointed for you. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Because, see, he wants to keep you off track, because he knows that he only has a season to stop you from getting what God has tried, what God is trying to get to you. See, God is trying to get something to you. In that season of drought, it's a test for us. It's a test to see, can we or will we depend? Will we believe? Will we stand? Will we trust God in this season? Even though we can't see it right then. In that season, it may be a winter season. It may be really cold. It may be a season where it is so hot. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. But if we know in our heart that God has promised us that in his season, in his appointed time, it's going to rain. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. It's going to rain in our lives. The Bible tells us about the latter rain, which is the rain that's in the spring and the summer, and the former rain that's in the fall and the winter. So in other words, in your season, this season that God is about to rain down blessings from heaven upon you, it's going to be rain. Because God himself, oh glory, hallelujah, he is about to open up the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing, because you have been faithful to God and you have been doing the work of God and you have not turned away from God and you did not give up on God. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. God is about to pour down many of blessings upon the children of God in this season. This is the appointed time. This is the due season. See, we already done been through all the other seasons. We done been through the pain. We done been through the suffering. We've been through the rejection. We've been through the betrayal. We've been through all of those kind of seasons. We done had to cry. We done had to cry out unto the Lord. But this season, oh glory, hallelujah, is a season of blessing for the children of God. Glory, hallelujah. So you need to get ready. Whatever God is telling you to do, you need to be ready for this season, because the devil wants you to miss it. But see, the devil is a liar. See, he comes with a lot of lies, and he don't want you to get this season. But don't miss this appointed season. Please don't miss this season. Whatever God is telling you to do, you need to get ready. Because he's getting ready to supply everything that you need in this season. You ain't going to have to worry about your enemies in this season, because God said it's going to be peace in this season. You're not going to have to worry about any spirit, no tormenting spirit, because God is going to give you peace, your joy back, everything that the canker worms and the caterpillars ate, God is about to restore. This is a season of restoration. This is a season where God is about to restore everything back to the children of God. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. That's something to shout about. That's something something to give God praise for. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. God is going to rain down the blessings from the heavens. Oh, glory. So much so that you're not going to have room to, to store it. I'm so excited right now. Lord, I just thank you right now. I'm so excited. Ooh, I don't know about you, but I'm excited about this season. So get ready for the overflow. Get ready for the blessing. Huh? Get ready for your advance. Whatever God is telling you to do, the devil can't stop it no more. Isn't that you're going to have advancement, whatever, in your ministry, in your everything that God, your job, whatever it is that God has promised you. Now, I don't know what he promised to you. I know what he promised to me. So in this season, it's going to manifest in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. It's going to be a mighty time in your life. It's going to be prosperity in your finances, in your health, in your ministry. He's about to do expansion. He's going to put you at places that you never thought you would be. The scripture tells us that you are not going to be the barrier no more. You are going to be the lender. You're going to be able to help people in the household of faith. You're going to be able to help other ministries. You're going to have money to do what you need to do for the ministry of God. And you're going to be able to live the way God intended for you to live. There won't be no more life. We speak to that spirit of life right now. We command it to go in the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ, because you are a child of God. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. God is getting ready to put you in places that you never thought you would ever be. Glory, hallelujah. He's about to bless you. He's about to bless you in a mighty way. He's going to open doors that nobody can close. Oh, glory, hallelujah. They may want to close them, but they can't close these doors right here because God has opened them and nobody can close them. You just got to be ready for it. You got to be ready. A lot of times we want to drag our feet when God is telling us to get ready. But God is telling you to get ready because it's your season. This is your appointed time. You are about to go to the next level in your life. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. God is about to open doors with supernatural possibilities in our lives. Things that we never thought would be. Things that we thought we'll never have. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Places we thought we'll never be. Doing things that we thought we'll never do. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Father, we just give you praise and honor right now for what you're about to do in our lives. We thank you, Father, for the overflow. We thank you that our barns and our storehouses is overflowing, pressed down, shaking together, and running over in the mighty name of Jesus. We call those things that be not as they were in the mighty name of Jesus because God said it. And when God speaks it, it is so. You just got to get ready, get ready, get ready for the overflow because it's coming. Get ready because it's coming in the name of Jesus. There won't be no more drought. There won't be no more dry places in your life. Not in this season, it won't. We just got to stay in the place where God intended for us to be. We must continue to believe and stand fast on the word. We got to believe in what he said. You got to believe in his report. It is your season. It is time for you to get ready to walk into your season. It's time for you to get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. It is your season and it is your time. God said it is your time. It is your time. It is your season. Oh, God, we just thank you right now. Oh, Lord, it's a time for new beginnings. Oh, God, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We are out running out of time, not running out of words. And we don't like to close the show out without doing the invitation. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, ask him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. Say this prayer, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and Christ raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life, find your Bible-believing church, get a Bible and begin to read and develop a relationship with God. If you do not have resources to get a Bible, please leave me a message and your address on Facebook, and I will get you a Bible because you need the Word of God. Leave me a message on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio. If you have given your life to Christ and welcome to the body of Christ, meet me here next week at the same place at the same time with BOTM Radio Worldwide Ministries. I'm your host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Don't let nobody take your joy. Let God know that God loves you, and I love you, and have a blessed week in the name of Jesus.